This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden will pitch a plan that would fundamentally transform government's role in American life when he makes his first speech to Congress in a few hours, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
It's a $1.8 trillion investment in what the White House calls human infrastructure, a sweeping plan for universal preschool, free community college, billions for child care, and monthly payments to parents.
The kinds of policies that deal with human infrastructure are just as important as roads and bridges.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says it's the kind of thing America should have been doing for years. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell sees it as another Democratic spending spree.
Another multi-trillion dollar smorgasbord of liberal social engineering that would decimate entire industries.
The president pitches paying for the plan through tax boosts on the wealthy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Live coverage of the president's speech begins at 1 hour UTC at voanews.com. India's death toll from COVID-19 continues to climb, moving past 201,000 by early Thursday. That puts the South Asian nation fourth in the world behind the United States, Brazil, and Mexico. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
A grim scene captures the sheer number of dead. Row upon row of bodies burning on makeshift platforms as cremation grounds have become overrun. Across New Delhi, people are turning to temporary facilities, undertaking mass burials and cremations. Mourners have turned to parking lots and parks as families grow desperate to bury their loved ones. International help is starting to get through, though. Supplies arriving in New Delhi included ventilators and oxygen concentrators from Britain, with more sent from Australia, Germany and Ireland, while Singapore and